This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to join me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with easy ideas for making mealtime fun and healthy. Get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show for you today, so be sure to grab your pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is Carol Egan. Carol is an executive health coach who helps smart, committed professionals look and feel younger so that they can create a life they love. She believes with the right information, the foods we eat can heal and energize our body, help you lose weight naturally, and increase your productivity, creativity, and performance. That's something I think everyone can benefit from. Carol has literally transformed her own life by changing her eating habits, and now she is transforming the lives of so many others too. Carol's message is so inspirational, and I know that you'll come away from today's show with great ideas that you can apply in your own life. I'm ready to get this conversation started. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Hi, Janelle. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, you know I'm passionate about this topic, and I love having these conversations. And I'd love to start our conversation with asking you to tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be an executive health coach.
So I actually hear two questions in that. And so I'll very briefly say, Janelle, my background is I had a unique experience from illness to wellness, and there were a lot of things that I learned along that journey that I did not get from mainstream doctors or alternative practitioners. Nobody ever emphasized the power of adding in real nutrition and taking out inflammatory foods. And so over the course of 25 years, I packaged up what I know literally does heal the body. And so what does it mean for me to be an executive health coach? I work with executives for one reason and one reason only, and that doesn't mean that I don't work with anybody who really wants to work with me. And what I like to say is put the pedal to the metal, really do the work. The reason I target executives simply is because I feel like they have an experience of creating success that I can use as a springboard into the work that we do. The work, you know, I like to say, Janelle, sometimes I feel like I can go to Belfast, Ireland and talk about politics and religion sooner than I can talk to a lot of people about the food that they eat. And so the people that I work with want to work with me.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I know when I'm talking to people about health and wellness, it's one of those topics that everyone universally says it's so needed. We need more information out there. But, oh, by the way, I don't need it. And you can tell by looking at them that they absolutely do need it. And, you know, I think people don't realize that even if you're not overweight, you can still need to improve the way you eat, improve your health habits. You know, it's because there's so many pieces that go into it, you know, and people are often talking about aches and pains and all the physical things they're going through. And I know you know it very well. Most people don't realize that those are things that are brought on from their habits, whether it's the food they're eating or the behaviors that they're doing. You know, people say up to 80% of those things are caused by the choices that we make and the lifestyle we're living.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm sitting here like so excited to hear you saying this, because I actually write about this in my About Me page at my website, because, and I've even said, and let me please clarify, I like to say to people that my whole identity, my whole life, every decision I made was shaped around the symptoms that were, the confluence of symptoms that were shaping who I thought I was, and it was not who I was. Janelle, one of the symptoms was my brain literally would not work. I couldn't remember a thing. And I went from a state university of taking one class, Janelle, and she gave me a C, but showed me I only produced an F, but she gave me the C because she knew I was working with study buddies, study groups, meeting with her. So, Janelle, I went from that experience to going to our country's first women's college and graduating cum laude with honors from a very rigorous academic institution. And that was the budding days of really getting that food was impacting my ability to not just think, I mean my ability for my body to work, like it's designed to work. They're magical machines.
Wow. And I can hear your passion when you're talking about that. And it really goes into what we call your big why, because we know that each of us that are helping people get healthy, that are really passionate about it, have a big why. And I think it's important for everyone to really understand why do they want to get healthy, because it helps you really focus on the right things. But can you talk just a little bit more about your big why it's so important for you to share this message with others and just really, you know, make that difference that you're focused on?
Janelle, I wish that I could convey in words, but let me say, there was moments of time in my life where my self-esteem was so low. I thought, and I didn't allow my son to use the word, but I felt stupid. I didn't feel like I was, and so it made me feel less than other people. And then I'm living with going to all kinds of specialists and doctors, please help me, why do I feel so like this? And my big why, Janelle, and let me say, there are people out on in the health conversation, the big names like Chris Carr. Everybody loves Chris Carr, Janelle, because she has put cancer in remission. That's extraordinary. It's an extraordinary story that we should all acknowledge and hold close. But my deepest passion is for those who suffer now, like I once did, but don't act or move on it, because there's no critical impetus like cancer pushing them, urging them to make changes. And I consider it a blessing. I really consider it a blessing. So my biggest why is to reach people who hear and know that they've got to do something, and to help bring them, usher them to this place of experience that they didn't even know was possible.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're talking about that, the thing that really comes to mind for me is so many people wait until they get that awful diagnosis or health, you know, something that with their health that they absolutely have to make a shift immediately if they're going to survive, you know, with any quality of life or for any amount of time. And it breaks my heart when I think about how we can make some simple shifts today that will keep us from having to go down that path. And that path doesn't just affect the individual. It happens to, it affects their family and everyone that's close to them. And it just, it changes so many things. And if we could break that cycle, it would just, quality of life, everything would just be so different and just so much richer.
And there's nothing we can do until that person chooses. And I'm so with you on heartbreaking. That's why I talk about statistics of chronic disease in my work. That's why I talk about the ways that it impacts our ability. I mean, if we can't think, if we can't remember and we can't focus, how could we ever even hope to dream of tapping our creativity and our passion? And so that's the thing that pulls at my heart. That's the thing that pulls at my heart, that we've got this one blessed life experience and people are stuck in this fog of symptoms, in this experience of symptoms that's just not normal. There's something grand beyond that. I'm living it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it really is about making that choice. Because it really does come down to, do we want it or don't we? And I know everyone's really busy and many people don't have a lot of extra time. But what I like to tell people and have the conversation about is that if we take the time to take care of ourselves, it's not selfish. We can't give at the level of what we're capable of, and you're a perfect example of that. You can't give what you're really capable of giving if you're not in optimal health, if you don't have the energy, if you don't have the clarity. But by making some shifts, and, you know, many of them are pretty simple. It's just we've got to be committed to doing it. But when we are, there's so much potential that's unleashed to really have a huge impact and influence and impact so many that we come in contact with.
Well, Janelle, you touched on something that's pivotal to my work. I mean, we all have a few touchstones that are just integral to the work that we do. But I say that, you know, people don't have time because in my experience in working with my clients, we don't have time because we're not connected to self.
Mm-hmm.
When we're so disconnected, the modern lifestyle has us completely out of sorts of the rhythm, of a healthy rhythm of life. Going to bed early, waking up early, eating healthy foods that the earth provides. We're just so disconnected. And I love lots of the attributes of the modern lifestyle. I'm very much one that loves to participate in it all and have fun, but not at the expense of the well-being of my body. And so I really drive hard on supporting my clients in really deeply reconnecting to self so that they're not...
Well, I think... Please. Go ahead.
So that they're not... So when it comes to making food preparations, it's not a matter of busy or not busy. It's just what we do. It's just part of what we do in a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And I think that when people really see that and they understand and make that choice, they actually get, I believe, more time because they're going to have more energy. They're going to be more productive. They're going to get so much more done. This has been a great start to our conversation. We need to take a real quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the digestive process and how that impacts everything, because I know that that's a topic you're very well versed on, and I think that will help give people just a different, a more deep perspective on how what we eat really impacts us. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carol Egan. And I loved our conversation before the break, so if you missed it, you need to go back. We were really talking about choices, and I love when you said, Carol, that a lot of people say they don't have time, but I'm going to challenge all of our listeners to really ask and really think about it, because I think we need to look at time differently. I challenge you and say, if you don't take the time, you're going to pay for it in the future with health challenges that are really rob you of so much. So if we make the time for what's important, and that's why understanding your big why is so important. And I loved yours, Carol. You know, I'd love to ask you, on your website and in your coaching, you talk a lot about the digestive process. Do you feel that digestion is most often at the root of so many of our health issues?
Unequivocally. I've studied wellness for a long time and continue to look for common denominator of what gets in the way. And we've been acculturated to think that the foods of the modern lifestyle, processed, packaged, nutrient-devoid foods are fuel, and they're absolutely not. There's no nutritional value. I mean, and if there is any nutritional value left, it's limited. And it's the live vital nutrition of fresh whole foods that our body needs. And so many of us have grown up eating these processed foods, and what the body does is the body starts producing mucus. Well, first let me go to, there's hybridized grains. There's foods that cause inflammation in the body. And so if you hold your hand up in front of you with four fingers tight together, so we have the villi. The villi line the digestive wall. And the villi actually, the friendly flora, the friendly bacteria, B vitamins. When we eat these hybridized foods, when we eat processed foods that our body doesn't recognize as food, it scratches, again now, we've got our four fingers in front of us, it scratches at the tops of the villi and it causes separation. And so now the villi, there's no longer these tight junctures between the villi, and undigested food particles start to pass through. And what is on the other side of the digestive wall? It's the immune system. What's on the other side of the immune system? It's the enteric nervous system. You know, we have autoimmunity off the charts today. We've got new names for autoimmune diseases every day. We've got, I've talked to people, you know, children are on mood-altering drugs. It's devastating. So now we have these other problems coming up. But now we have, it's starting to compound. So food is passing through. Now the body starts going into a hyper mode, and it is producing more mucus to protect. Mucus is a protective mechanism, but an overproduction of mucus can cause something called a mucoid plaque, like a thicker layer of mucus over the digestive wall. And hello, you can be even eating organic all day long. It's not getting through if your body is inflamed. Now we have our cells, toxic waste matter is starting to back up in our cells. It's getting through and passing through and getting stuck in our cells. That's the last piece I wanted to say about that. It's a complex problem, but I do believe that it all begins in the gut.
That's really interesting, and I like the way you explain that. So I know we eat way too much processed food, and we eat way too much sugar. And I know sugar has its own, you know, things that it does in our body. What are some of the other foods that you see people get too much that really cause a lot of that inflammation?
So I'm gonna answer that question, but I'm gonna start it this way. Everybody's talking about being healthy today, Janelle. Well, lots of people are starting to get, but maybe we've got to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, for me, Janelle, it's not enough any longer. The statistics of chronic disease are staggering. One out of every two Americans has chronic disease. One out of every four Americans has two or more chronic diseases. We are a sick nation. Healthy is no longer enough. We've got to heal the body. So to answer your question, I recommend that people take out the top five, and I'm going to add a sixth to it, but there's five top foods that are known to be inflammatory, and that is gluten. Second to gluten is dairy, sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. Now, people will dispute the caffeine, that there's health benefits to it. All I can say is if you're sick, those foods are further disrupted. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire. Caffeine actually disrupts the friendly flora on your digestive wall. So if you're trying to heal yourself, you want to omit that for a period of time, and then you can bring it back in and test it. But I like to really emphasize to people, we've really got to get to the conversation of healing bodies. When we heal you, let's talk about party zone, whatever you want. But let's get out the gluten. I'll repeat that, the gluten, the dairy, the sugar, the caffeine, and the alcohol. And the sixth one is animal product, flesh. And I'm not saying that people should not eat meat. What I'm saying is if you're sick, it requires a lot more effort for your body to digest that. And if your body is in continual digestion mode, and it takes a longer amount of time for your body to, a lot of more energy for your body to expend to digest the animal meat, I say lighten the load. Omit it for a little while. You don't have to go put any labels on what you're doing. We're just talking about quelling inflammation in your body and adding foods that are going to just calm that fire down.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can imagine that a lot of people are probably listening right now saying, well, wait a minute, what am I going to eat and how am I going to do it? And, you know, my recommendation to them is just, you don't have to do it all overnight. If you've got a severe health issue, then that's a different situation and you really need to make extreme changes. But I encourage people to just start reading labels and look at how much sugar you're getting and start cutting that down. Start substituting, you know, a processed food for a healthier food, you know, instead of going out to lunch, make yourself a salad. I mean, yesterday we took, an avocado, put
put salad on it and then just put a little bit of protein. It was a great lunch, and it's much better for us than going out and grabbing something. And the flavor, you know, the vitamins and nutrients we're getting, it's so much better. So start simple. You don't have to do everything at once, because people will say, I can't do it. And that's when people fail at I believe, eating healthy, yeah, because they try to do everything. So pick one thing and start paying attention and start reducing what it is.
I agree 100%, Janelle. I recommend that too. I met with a new client yesterday, recommended the same thing. We start easy, because if we go in with like gangbusters, often that's when people fail, and that's when they get discouraged, and that's when they don't stay the course. If we start slow, and, you know, that list that I talked about, if you take one thing out and you add one healthy thing in every day, that's a great way to start shifting the experience of eating healthy.
Actually, I like that, taking one thing out and one thing in. And, you know, this year I did something very different. I think like everyone, or a majority of people, I can't say everyone, but a majority of people, you know, they make New Year's resolutions, and by this time of the year, they're pretty much by the wayside. I didn't make resolutions this year. What I did was I picked a word of the year, and my word for 2016 is intentional. And as you're talking and we're having this conversation, I think that's a word that a lot of people can use when they're making their food choices. Be intentional about what you choose to put in your body. Be intentional when you're grocery shopping, you know, and start adding new foods and reading labels. Be very intentional about every action that you're taking.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I love that. That kind of, for me, it lands in the same world of reconnecting with self. You know, if you're reconnected to self, you're intentional. You're just, the healthy choices are just going to flow from that space.
Absolutely. And I think it's just important to, again, take it step by step, because if we say we're going to do everything all at one time, what happens is we give up our favorite foods, and then once we give them up, all we think about are those things that we've given up, and that's what we focus on versus making those healthier choices. So do it step by step, and as you do that, I think people don't realize that your taste buds will change, your body will start to feel more energetic, and as it does, you don't miss those foods nearly as much as you think you will. It totally shifts the way you approach eating, and, you know, your health will change too.
Yes, absolutely.
So we need to take another quick break, and when we come back, I just want to talk and finish up our conversation on digestion and just really talk about how it impacts us as we age. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carol Egan. And before the break, we were talking about your digestive system and how it impacts your health overall. It was a great discussion, and I love the way, Carol, that you explained how the things we eat really are processed in our body. And I'd love to ask you, as we finish that conversation about digestion, how does your digestion change as you age? You know, I hear people talk all the time, well, I was able to eat all this stuff when I was younger, you know, and now their body's shifting and they don't understand why it's different. So how, you know, how does it change, and what should people be aware of as they age?
Well, there's two things that change as we age, and that is our digestive enzymes and our HCL decline in production. So often, Janelle, one of the things that we all hear about in this world is people have acid indigestion, and that's acid coming up. And more often than not, it is because we actually need more acid in our belly to help digest those heavy foods, as opposed to antacids. Antacids are it's a different science. The antacid is going to help you not feel the acid coming up, but it's not going to stop the reason why it's happening. Your body's having a hard time digesting the food. So things like, I don't know if you remember, Janelle, there is a bottle that folks can get at a health food store and maybe even at a drugstore, Swedish bitters. Swedish bitters mm-hmm. are herbs that actually help stimulate peristalsis and help people eliminate. And that's, you know, but for the point of the HCL, it's going to stimulate the body the way HCL does in the body. You can also buy betaine, hydrochloric betaine, which is essentially hydrochloric acid, and it's going to help break down heavier foods in your body. Digestive enzymes, those decline in production. You know, including digestive enzymes as a supplement to help digest food, especially if you have problems with digestion, they would be a great mm-hmm. addition. From there, I think that to your question at the beginning, some people say as they get older, I think a big part of the reason is what I just pointed to, the digestive enzymes and the HCL. But from there, is their body beat up? You know, have they been eating whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want for years? And is their body just responding from that? You know, my experience is it's more of that, Janelle, than, although digestive enzymes and HCL I always recommend. I always recommend mm-hmm. those, but I think that the larger issue is as we get older, we have to kind of look at how we've been caring for our body. I sometimes see women my age eating things, and I think, my God, sugar is aging. Alcohol is mm-hmm. aging. So my thoughts around that question, Janelle, is really looking back at how we've been caring for our bodies for the past 20, 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it tends to, sometimes it doesn't really sneak up on us because it happens over time, but I think oftentimes we're not paying attention to the changes that are going on in our body. And I hear people say, you know, I woke up and I put on 10 pounds. Well, it didn't really happen overnight, although it feels like it did in some cases, because we're not paying attention. And I really encourage people to really pay attention to how your body responds to the food you're eating, because you can tell very quickly, you know, if you've got acid indigestion or your stomach is bothering you after you eat certain foods. But you have to really listen. And sometimes we get so stressed out and we get so busy that we're putting food in our body, but we're not really paying attention. And when we do that and we get under stress, our digestive system gets totally out of whack. So it's really important to, you know, sit and eat in an environment where we can just really, the food goes in and it really goes through the digestive process in a way that will help our body versus hurt it. Because even eating the healthiest foods, if your body's under stress and you're not eating, you know, under the right conditions, it's not going to be healthy either.
That's right. Yeah, I said something like that even earlier. But, you know, I love there's, you know, different people out there. And I can't say that I do this all the time, but I love the idea. I certainly have slowed down my lifestyle patterns. But, you know, this whole mindfulness around eating and really getting, you know, connected to, because we're not just stuffing stuff in our bodies, but, you know, these are live foods. These are, you know, whatever it is that we're eating, they're fuel. They're literally fuel for ourselves to nourish us. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I often like to remind, especially parents, that, you know, our children watch our behaviors, our habits, the things that we do way more than they listen to what we say. So by modeling what, you know, sitting at the table, really taking some quiet time at the end of the day together to spend time as a family, our kids are going to learn those habits. They're going to learn those things. So when they go off, they're going to remember that. And hopefully they'll model a number of those behaviors. Whereas if you're constantly on the go, that's what your children are going to take from you when they move, you know, when they move off onto their own as adults.
Yeah, I love that, Janelle. I've had the real honor and privilege of interacting with some of my clients' children, and it's extraordinary to have the experience of impacting the quality of the life of a young person for me, because as I said to you, I know that I was struggling much earlier than when it really, as you were saying just now, 10 pounds doesn't just show up. I didn't just all of a sudden wake up one day and get sick. There were telltale signs along the way. And so
right.
I love when we get to interact with children. I love when I get to and make a difference for them.
Right. No, it does. And it really does make a big difference. You know, one of the things I love about what you're doing with the way you work with people is that you really help them with their confidence, their self-esteem, their emotional balance. You've talked about concentration and memory. And a lot of people might be saying that, you know, can you really improve those things based on the foods that you eat and the things that you do? I just love to have you talk, just, I know we talked a little bit about it, but just a little bit more in depth, because I think that's so important.
I'm so glad you asked, because this is the stuff that fuels me. You know, for everybody that's listening who might not have ever had the experience of being an entrepreneur, you know, for me to leave a steady income to follow my passion and what I know makes a difference and what I know I can contribute in a positive way in this world, it's a big deal to sacrifice everything to follow a dream. But then these moments come. So I'll give you a few examples. One woman came to me. And she said to me, Carol, I start with you or I go back to a therapist. And, you know, there's all kinds of details that I don't want to confide in her her story too much so, but she was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's out taking the world by storm. I mean, she's made professional videos. She may just be the next big beach body name that you hear of. I mean, she's extraordinary. She's blowing me, and it was not her experience of life. It was not her experience of life. She's, you know, she's like a big beacon in the work that I do. The level of success that she's created out of quelling inflammation, quieting down all of that, her body reacting and responding, continual mode of just reacting and responding, and going into a mode of creation. I do a lot of mind shift work. I couple that with the with my diet, you know, approaches to healing the body. I call it heal the body, train the mind. And I have another woman who came, and she was 50 pounds overweight, and she felt miserable. And she's back to dating. I'll get little messages that she's out in the world having fun again. She hadn't been having fun for a long time. Gosh, I had recently I had somebody say that since working with me, her autoimmune disease is in remission. I saw her out publicly somewhere, and I was like, she looks like a completely different person. The ruddiness in her face is gone. Her skin looked clear and calm. Her eyes looked clear and sparkling. She looked lighter in energy, and she owned every bit of it. And she'll say that this has changed her life. It's quite extraordinary when you get to really impart upon people that food is fuel. That food is fuel. And as I said much earlier on during when you asked me about my why is I sink into these experiences. You know, I do my job. I guide people along. I support them. I usher them. I give them tools. But then when we get to these moments of huge transformation, I have a client, Janelle, who she was on 40 units of insulin twice a day. And she went down to 6 units of insulin twice a day. And,
wow.
And she, unbeknownst to me, did this against her doctor's orders. Her doctor said, no, you shouldn't be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it, and after the fact, she told me. She made the decision to do this. And I was just like, in some ways, I was just like, I'm so glad you did, because look at the results you just produced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't do anything crazy. I don't have people going on water fasts or juice fasts. It's all whole, clean food. There's nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's nothing imbalanced about it at all. And I don't tell clients to not eat meat at all. Depending
mm-hmm.
on where they're at and the level of healing they're out to create, then we include or we exclude. I create no heavy. I work with clients with where they're at mentally and emotionally, and we look at ways to create openings of opportunity to help them flourish and blossom into the experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it really goes to the statement of, you know, you said heal the body, train the mind. What we eat really does impact our body and how we think and what we're capable of. We need to take our final break real quick. When we come back, I've got 3 or 4 things that I want to come back in and hone on what you just said, because you really raised some amazing points, and I want to make sure that our listeners really hear some of the things that you said. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Carol Egan, and we've been having just a fascinating conversation. Before the break, if you missed it, you absolutely want to go back, and really talking about how eating the right foods and having the right approach affects your confidence, your self-esteem, your emotional balance, your concentration and memory.
there's so much that goes into that. And when Carol was talking before the break, a couple things really came to mind for me. One is we often get a lot of great information, but oftentimes we don't act. So when you get that information and you don't take action, you know, it's really, you can look at it like it's shelf help. You know, you take it, you set it aside, but we really need to turn that into self-help and take action. It's, you know, information without action is not going to help us shift. So it's so important to take action. And I loved, Carol, how you really talked about mindset and making a mind shift. You help your clients do a mind shift because, again, it's about eating healthier, but I think until you change your approach to what you're doing, just eating healthy isn't going to do it. It's not going to build those healthy habits that you need to build over time.
No. Janelle, what I've discovered is this. So it's like a pot of soup. It's like we're all inside this pot of soup with all of these thoughts and ideas about how we're supposed to eat, how we're supposed to live. I think the better analogy is it's like a fog. There's this fog of acculturated ways that people do things. And when we go against the grain, then we're worried about what our friends will think, what our families will think. Well, everybody else is going to go eat a big bowl of pasta, and I'm not saying not to eat it. I'm just saying, as an example, you know, and so then we have to start making choices, singular choices around what is best for us. And so that is absolutely essential for us to look at what our thoughts are around all of this. And, you know, that's something that I dive right in at the beginning of my work with my clients, Janelle, because if we don't, you know, I'm sure you know the book Think and Grow Rich, you know, mm-hmm. and Napoleon Hill, one of the great books, he talks about auto-suggestion. You know, we've got to create ways to create new patterns of thought to interrupt those ideas if we're committed to creating health and vitality for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's paramount shifting our mindset around how we want to eat and how we want to live.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's important whether someone gets a health coach like yourself, whether they take, you know, programs like our you know, Eat Great, Live Well, whether they find a buddy to do their exercise with. I think it's really important for people to find what works for them yeah. to get healthy, because we can say that we can do it ourselves. And I believe that most of us have the information and the resources and know what we should do. But there's a really big gap between what we should do and what we actually do, because it's difficult to do it on your own. We get busy, you know, we get going, and we don't always stop and think about what we should do. So it's nice to have someone to remind us, someone to hold us accountable, someone to support us, someone to say, you know what, it's okay, just start now going forward. Because I think a lot of people start, they go off track and they say, see, I can't do it. We give up way too soon. And it yeah. is a process. It doesn't happen overnight.
Well, you know, in the spirit of what you're saying, Janelle, you know, all of the greats say we are the sum part of the five people we spend the most time with. So if we mm-hmm. declare that we're going to create health and well-being, healthy eating habits and healthy lifestyle habits on our own, and we're surrounded by people who are less than, you know, a good example of that, then of course we're going to fail. We don't have a support network. We don't have a support mm-hmm. system. So I agree with you completely. Accountability is a game changer for all of us.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And, you know, as you say, the support, you know, the five people you surround yourselves with, it really does make me think of eWomen Network.
and all of the, you know, amazing women and smart men that we have the opportunity to be around. So it really is important to look at the people that you're hanging around with, you know, and maybe we could even say that you're the sum total of the five foods that you eat the most. You know, are you really focusing on, you know, fruits and vegetables and natural foods, or are you eating a lot of processed foods? Really look at what you're eating, and that might shift the way people are thinking also.
Absolutely.
You know, so just real briefly, I'd love to get your thoughts on supplements, because I know there's a lot of thoughts and myths concerning dietary supplements. Do you think they're necessary as part of a healthy diet?
I have very strong opinions against them, and I have very strong opinions for them. And let me explain. A supplement is not a supplement is not a supplement. They're not all fair game. There are some supplements that are created that are developed in a lab. They're chemically based. The body's not going to recognize them. The body's not going to assimilate them, or even worse, it's going to be a heavy load of one thing, which could screw up the flow of other things. So, for instance, when we eat an apple, the apple comes with a particular set of vitamins, minerals, nutrients, phytochemicals, and enzymes that help our body digest it. That particular food has everything it needs to support healthy digestion of that food. When we take a supplement, if it is not a whole food-based supplement, then it's not going to work as effectively and as efficiently. I also think that supplements can be completely overdone. There are people out in the world that are drinking things and taking things, but yet they're eating garbage diet. It doesn't replace it. It doesn't fill in. It's not a good filler inner at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that supplements are a great addition to the very serious-minded who are intent on wanting to up-level. I'm not talking about perfect. I'm talking about somebody who's committed to health and wellness. And if they've been suffering for some time, some supplements can be a beautiful springboard to help usher in vitality quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But again, very particular around that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Nothing, so it sounds like if someone... Go ahead.
No, please. Nothing is going to replace live fruits and vegetables. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like if someone really is interested in taking them, that they really should talk to someone like yourself, talk to someone in the medical field, and really find out what their body needs and look at their particular goals and see, you know, what's the best solution for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, we've had a great conversation today, and I'd love to ask you how our listeners can get more information from you about the things you offer. And I know you've also got some amazing recipes on your website and some great blogs. So how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, I have a bunch of ways. So, of course, the first one is just go to my website, and that is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, hyphen, Egan, EGAN.com, Carol-Egan.com. If they went to my website and liked, puttered around, and yes, I've got lots of recipes, lots of articles on reconnecting and inline shift training, some really, really good stuff in my blog. But I also have a resources page with lots of free things to get to know me and the work that I do. So if they go to my website, on the top scroll bar, they can click on the blog to check things out. They can click on my praise page to see what kinds of things are happening with my clients, you know, depending on what the the listener is interested in. Of course, my About Me page tells a little bit more about my story. And I do happen to sell supplements, Janelle, that after 25 years in the health and wellness world, I didn't think I would ever do it because I'm a food-based girl. But there's not what I sell is second to none. That's at least my opinion, my experience. The supplements that I sell are made by a company called Premier Research Labs, and I've actually bundled up and packaged some to make it easy for people to zone in on what their health problem is. And of course, I'm open to a conversation anytime. And that's simply carol@carol-egan.com.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. And we will actually put a link to your website also with today's episode on eatgreatlivewellradio.com so people can get you from there also. It's been a great conversation. I'd love to ask our guests as we end our time together, can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthier future for themselves and the ones they love?
I would absolutely love to do that. So not everybody has a juicer, Janelle. But I wouldn't want that to overstep that my first recommendation to return to greatest vitality. There's nothing second to green juice. It's like an IV into the body. It requires no – so if your digestion is off, green juice is like nutrition going right into your veins, right into your cells, and – it's not going to get obstructed by a poor digestive system. It's going to really help revitalize your body. But again, I get that not everybody has a juicer. My second recommendation to that would be then a green smoothie. I've got some really great green smoothies recipes on my website, and one that I posted recently, listeners will not have to deep dive for it. If you don't have a blender, then the next suggestion is a meal-sized green salad, one meal-sized green salad every day. I actually recommend what I call the Holy Trinity. It's a fun spin on WHOLLY Trinity. And if for some reason you were an eager beaver and you wanted to, start with one of those and lean into all three of them, I recommend all three. But then the second part to that is to return to the five things I recommended earlier to omit and choose one. Mm-hmm. The gluten.